GM, GM, Leute. Ich war auf der ADC in Düsseldorf und habe dort Natalia Grimberg getroffen. Sie war dort Speakerin auf der Stage und ist aber auch sogenannte Metafluencerin, zumindest nennt sie sich selber so. Sie sagt, sie lebt im Jahr 3023. Und was das alles heißt und was sie alles macht, darüber haben wir gequatscht. Viel Spaß bei der Folge.
I would just jump right in, right? Okay, it's okay for you. And the first question I always ask my guests is, what's the latest NFT in your wallet?
It's probably the Mission Margiela, okay. The latest mint that they have dropped.
Yeah.
It was a game.
Game, okay.
So I'm curious what they're gonna do with it next.
You are, in your Instagram bio there stands, you are a metafluencer, right? Maybe you can explain what is it? What?
So I've just invented the term.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing, but I'm making it real.
Yeah.
As I want to explore the convergence of the real world and the metaverse, the virtual world. As I'm an ambassador for metaverse companies. Yeah. I do virtual production for different fashion brands. We create experiences directly in the metaverse, but sometimes it also goes beyond the metaverse into the real life.
Are there some brands we maybe already knew?
Dolce & Gabbana, perhaps?
Yeah, that's sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
And what is your like how does this relationship look like with Dolce & Gabbana? Are you like designing virtual goods, or you're wearing them, or what's?
Yeah, exactly. So for them, I have collaborated on designing virtual wearables for their NFT holders.
They get it like an airdrop or something.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Oh, so they awesome. Have an NFT collection. It's called Dolce & Gabbana Family. So yeah. Those people are getting virtual drops, physical drops, and this is going to be one of the virtual drops for them to wear in the metaverse.
I mean, we see more and more like companies like Dolce & Gabbana or Gucci or Adidas or stuff like that. They're making like, you know, virtual clothes. And I think a lot of people don't get it. Why should I buy virtual clothes, right? So maybe you can. What's your view on this?
So for me, let's start from basics. The metaverse for me is just the next convergence of social media. Mm-hmm. And we're not there yet, right? Mm-hmm. No one is in the metaverse because the quality is not there. The hardware and the software mm-hmm. are not meeting the requirements yet. Mm-hmm. But once we do have those opportunities to go into 3D spaces, to meet with our friends, not in basic web 2 chat rooms, but in a environment that you are building with your AI tool, so it's 3D, then we are going to be more immersed in the 3D space. And obviously, instead of a PFP that you're having in your Twitter handle now or next, you're going to have a virtual avatar that obviously, unless you want it to be naked, it needs some clothes. So that's why the wearables are here.
Yeah. But when will we this happen?
Let's see. I see a lot of companies that are working to be the first Meta company.
Yeah.
We've seen the loss of Mark. Everyone was very hyped up about the metaverse that Meta was building, which did not really meet the expectations. So now I'm not giving any predictions.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes.
Are there already like metaverses like we had like, I mean, we had some companies like Sandbox and stuff like that. What do you think, or your opinion, what's the biggest or best right now? What is your metaverse to go right now?
So there is no ultimate metaverse that I would only go to.
Okay.
There is a metaverse that's best for kids, where they're building their stuff and games. Okay. There is the metaverse. Such as Somnium Space, which I'm working with. They are building a very realistic virtual reality environment.
Mm-hmm.
There is Sandbox, Dropbox, but Dropbox, not Dropbox. There is no Dropbox metaverse yet, but it might be.
Yeah.
So there is no one space, and it's actually great because it's decentralized.
You're saying in your Instagram bio, you're living in the world 3023. What do you think? Do you think this will be the future to live in the metaverse? Like, you saw the movie Ready Player One.
Absolutely.
Do you think that's the future?
I hope not. I really hope that the world that we are going to live in the future is only going to a better, more fun IRL, so we don't have to escape into the virtual world to do our daily activities.
Okay.
But I believe in the power of AR, that our world will be enhanced, and with the emergence of AR, either glasses or lenses in the future, we are going to live in the real world, but it will be enhanced with the augmented reality layer instead of just being in VR. I hope the world is not going to be this sad that we'll have to escape it.
I mean, a lot of people right now escaping the real world with social media, you know, like Instagram and stuff like that. And maybe it's something like Instagram 2.0, but with a Apple Vision Pro glasses or something
yes,
like that.
Absolutely, and I believe. Yeah. Sorry for interruption.
Yeah, no.
Right now we're making this vertical videos and stories.
Yeah.
But I think once we have VR, we'll have to reshoot everything yeah. horizontal. So start thinking about it now. Once we have.
I'm shooting in horizontal, then I have the footage already, so it's awesome. yeah, but maybe we have to use like 3D cameras and stuff like that, you know, to get the depth in the videos and stuff like that. Also, fun fact: you can make an avatar in Instagram already,
yes.
And you can buy clothes already, like for €2 or something, not so big. But you know, at this point, I'm like, I don't buy some clothes for my Instagram avatar. But maybe if it will be on the blockchain and I can use this pair of sneakers from Nike in multiple social media platforms or something like that, this will be the game changer. Do you see it also like that or what?
Absolutely, I think the future of digital wearables, of digital avatars is in interoperability. So there has to be a platform where you can store, as a digital wardrobe, you can yeah. store your digital goods
yeah.
and you can wear it across different platforms. So not only that you buy this virtual Meta avatar and you can only use it on yeah. Facebook or on the Instagram
yeah.
as a sticker, you yeah. can't really use it in 3D space even now. So for me, it doesn't make sense to buy there at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah.
But once we have this digital storage with NFTs
yeah.
that are traceable, that you can resell, make, yeah. then it would make sense to.
Maybe you have some insights. What do you think is the? Do you think like Instagram, TikTok, or something? Will they evolve into the metaverse, or will there be like a complete new social media platform? What do you think about it?
People are prone to stick to what they're already used to. Mm-hmm. So if they create a platform that will be user friendly,
yeah.
People would not have. The need to go into other platforms, but I really hope that there will be more decentralized organizations
yeah.
that are building something that will cater to the larger masses of people.
Yeah, but I don't know if Instagram or Meta or if they will be ready to open, you know, there's a system up for the blockchain. You know, because they want
Instagram try to have an NFT wallet
yeah.
storage to showcase
yeah.
their NFTs.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it lasted for a couple of months. They
right.
closed it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they're gonna go back into it anytime soon.
The CEO of Instagram said that he's still bullish about NFTs, but you know, I don't
yeah.
maybe. But maybe if there's like a big company like Meta and you have like, you know, Instagram and Facebook and like probably like everybody is on Facebook or Instagram or both, and maybe they don't need, you know, the
don't forget about X.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, sure, but a lot of people, you know, like they don't maybe don't need the advantage of a blockchain to get their things on another platform because they can make it on Facebook and Instagram and maybe something else in the future, right? So we will see, but I hope we can, you know, use it on the blockchain chain and then maybe in some games, social media platforms, everything. What are your plans? Do you have like coming up corporations or tell us a little bit?
So about the project I can speak about,
yeah.
I'm finally in the stage that I'm building my own brand.
Mm,
so I
okay.
feel I have the experience and knowledge from the past 10, 15 years. I want to go deeper in the product creation. I want to bring something to the world that is not only aesthetically pleasing, but also showcases where the future is heading.
Yeah. So you're making your own clothes?
Yes.
Like that? Yeah, awesome.
Experiences.
Awesome. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
I will follow you up on Instagram and I'm really curious where we're gonna go in the future with AR and stuff like that. And it's a crazy time to be alive, right?
See you in the metaverse. Vibe gon' hit ya, people who ride with ya. Get it live, who can paint that picture? Ain't no way we losing inches, climb them fences. Get bruised up, got stitches. Bring them.